Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero, and I'm from the Online School of Qi Energy Heals. Today, we're going to talk about to associate or disassociate, why it is important to associate or to pay attention while performing high-level energy work. And today, I have with me Sifu Jones, and he is the proprietor of the Qi Energy Heals method. Good day, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? Yes, today's seminar about disassociation and association and why when you're doing or performing high-level energy techniques, why you need to really associate to what you're doing. Because in most things in life, we're really kind of taught how to disassociate from them. I remember in martial arts, you constantly were learning to disassociate, especially when you were like building up different parts of your body. If you were getting kicked in the legs or punched in different parts of your body, then you had to learn to disassociate from the pain that was being caused there. Likewise, when I was doing standing meditations and stuff, as I got into learning about inner power, again, when you'd stand there for an hour, it would be really painful for most people if they did not learn to disassociate from the pain in their feet from just standing in a static position. So I learned very quickly on how to disassociate. But the problem with disassociating when you're trying to learn things like high-level energy techniques is that they don't work well. You very quickly will run into bad side effects trying to build up energy in any type of strong way if you are disassociating from that energy buildup. A lot of times if you're going to disassociate while you're building up energy, the energy will come in any kind of fashion and it really won't feel good or it won't necessarily be cool because energy, for the most part, stays on this hot, destructive side. What we teach you in school is how to cool your energy down, how that happens, why you can do that, because as you build up energy, it will tend to get on that hot side. So what we're going to do is teach a student how to focus in exactly or associate to exactly what we need them to do so that they can learn this whole process. And you really do learn to focus in the first place a little bit at a time. And it's really because you have learned to disassociate throughout your life. From the time you do that first exercise, whether it be running or setups or push-ups, at a certain point, your body starts hurting so much that if you did not disassociate from it, then you really couldn't continue along that path of making more exercises coming out of you. So you learn to do that early on in life and really does hurt the process if you're going to try to then learn how to do like Qi techniques like we're trying to teach in the school. We have to teach the student then to go back to, okay, how do I associate with something and what does focus really mean? And we know that to focus, it really equals out to a clarity plus awareness, or you're putting your point of concentration or the center of your attention on one thing, and you're trying to associate to it the best as possible. And what we try to do is teach a student how to do that with this tri-concept that we teach them, which is putting out a good feeling first before you're going to build up energy, because if you're going to build up energy, you want it to feel good. If you just build up energy to build it up, we know that it'll be really hot and destructive, and pretty soon you're going to have to get rid of that energy that you just built up because you can't stand it in the body like that. And for the most part, martial arts that teach that kind of destructive side where you build up your energy from a rage or emotional content. And for the first part, that's basically how I learned how to do inner power was through martial arts, through a destructive side, and you put all this rage into an emotional content. You could then learn to break bricks and boards and all that kind of stuff. But the problem with that, or building energy in those particular type of ways, is the bad side effects that you would get from building energy in that kind of way. This is something that I wanted to really do, is learn how to build up a lot of energy so that I could take it towards some of the things that I'd heard about that were possible. And so what I did is start learning to make this energy feel better so that you could put more and more of it together. And it is something that you have to actually learn how to do a little bit at a time, where you get into it and you start associating the best you can. And so most of our exercises only tend to be between anywhere from a 2 to 5 minute exercise up to a 20 minute exercise, because what we learned is that about 20 minutes out, you start losing your ability to focus very well or to pinpoint it in the way you can in the first 20 minutes. You actually have to work up to that kind of a process. And didn't you find that true when you first came into the school, that you really do have to learn to focus in a little bit at a time, don't you?
You do have to learn how to focus in a little bit at a time. And it's a different type of process with energy work. You know, whether it was meditation or I was doing Qigong exercises before I ever learned about the Qi energy method, I totally zoned out and disassociated, especially during meditation with my eyes closed. I would just zone out and then fall asleep. I never really got to that deeper, relaxed awareness because I learned to disassociate all the time. Kind of like listening to somebody on the phone, and then all of a sudden they say to you, well, what do you think about that? And you realize at that point you were not listening to them at all. So when it came to energy work, that just went right into that. I had that same type of habit to disassociate. I think because of familiarity of not being taught to pay attention to energy work or to keep my eyes open and to do little by little more and more precise things and build it up a little bit at a time. Therein lies the secret to building up high-level amounts of energy.
It really is, because the problem of building up a lot of energy or in the body where you just want to build it up so that you could, let's say, do it towards a particular event that you're practicing, such as telekinesis or some of the other things that we teach, is that you can build this energy up, and if you're disassociating from it, somewhere along the line, it's not going to feel so good after a while. It's going to build up, and it's going to feel pretty lousy, because that's how energy comes out for the most part in this hot and destructive way. So if you're not really paying attention to the energy that you're building up, pretty soon you're not going to be able to use that kind of energy, and it just comes out in bad side effects. Most of the time, you're going to get in more arguments and fights with people, because that's really what happened to me. As I was building up more and more energy so that I could break bigger and bigger things, I realized I was getting in more and more arguments, more and more fights. I felt worse and worse. After I would do the different things that it would break, the next things that would happen to me, it was kind of like this roller coaster ride emotionally, and I was constantly getting in arguments, and I was losing where I felt energetic before. I wasn't feeling very energetic as I would try to release that into particular items to break. And so it just came out as these bad side effects. And then I've kind of realized that if you could change this energy around, if you weren't using the destructive energy, but let's say you started building up this good feeling energy and you started making it on the cool side. And the reason I went to that is because I started seeing that in science they were doing very similar things, that they were cooling these biophotons that we kick out of our body. This bioenergy is made up of biophotons, and they were cooling it down in science, and they were slowing them down and pausing them in space, and all these different attributes that they were changing in these biophotons. And they were saying, well, you know, there's amazing capabilities, these biophotons. They can actually hold up to 4 megabytes of information. And that's when it started dawning to me, well, maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. What would happen if you started building up this energy in that particular way? And as we started doing that and we started getting better and better results, you started to feel better. And as we studied the science, we realized that by doing it in a hot and destructive way, we were not only hurting our own body's immune system, but we were burning things like pheromones that your body puts out to get along with other people. We were changing them over from this attracting side that they naturally come out as into this repelling side. So we were actually causing our own arguments and our own fights to happen strictly on a pheromonal basis, which is really picked up on a subconscious level. So going into it, we were always ready, causing all sorts of problems for ourselves simply because we were not building up our energy in the right way. This is why in our school we teach a student how to build up with the tri concept, to make this energy feel good so that they can build more and more of it, and their body would readily accept it and their mind readily accept it because it feels good. And if you keep it on the cool side, it is so much easier to deal with cool energy than it is hot energy simply because of things like pheromones or natural killer cells, your immune system. As it gets too hot, it has a tendency to shut down. And so by simply doing energy work in the right way, we found out that we could build it up in really strange ways, didn't we?
Well, you taught me, Sifu Jones, that you can change the quality of raw electricity, and that's what those biophotons are. I never was taught to get into a good mood or change my temperature prior to working with energy work and then maintaining that. It made all the difference. After the energy exercises, I felt good, feeling and cool, and everything went just easy in my way because that was the type of energy that I was putting off through my tone of voice, my body actions, in all different ways. And I noticed my quality of life was changing, my health and my relationships.
When I first got into it, I was willing to put the time and the effort in. And I think like most people, we figured, well, you got to at least put in a couple hours a day or you're not really even serious about it. And so to be able to put in a couple hours a day, whether it be standing postures or doing breathing exercises or all these different things that you could learn to do from different systems that they would teach you, I would go ahead and put all this time and effort in, and many times put in between 2 and 4 hours a day doing them. And all it really did was just cause me this roller coaster ride. Emotionally, I was going up and down. I had plenty of energy at one moment, and then I'd have none at the next. And it wasn't until I started doing this way that we are now teach people that you break it down. You don't need to put so much time and effort into particular exercises. All it does is overheat your body, and you don't get the best out of those type of exercises, especially when you're talking about energy exercises. We found that simply doing energy exercises in a very associated way where you really put in the tri concept of making it feel good and cool, but you do it for these much shorter time that we shoot out for like 20 minutes because we know that that's about how much concentration that any one person is going to have during that time. And after 20 minutes, you start getting less and less of the ability to focus. And so why not use that a maximum time that is allowed for you where you can focus really well, associate into what you're doing so you're building up the right kind of energy for your body that actually promotes health rather than shuts down or suppresses your immune system. And simply by associating into the right type of attributes, you can actually better your body by building up energy than hurting it by building up the wrong kind of energy. So this is really where we learn to say, okay, instead of going out so much time towards an exercise, really, what is the optimal time? And we have found out that it's right there at that 20-minute mark. And so a lot of our exercises are geared towards that. And for the ones that you really have to concentrate in really well, they're just 2 to 5 minute exercises. And we use that to improve a person's sensitivity. So we'll teach them this 2 to 5 minute exercise. And that's when they first start the exercise, they're only doing it for 2 minutes. And they work up where they can do it a maximum of 5 minutes or so, that's the extent of the exercise. And it's amazing how good that you can get at these little 2 to 5 minute exercises that we teach them. We teach them a whole variety of what a lot of people would say, well, these are impossible techniques, and yet they're not impossible techniques when you learn the step-by-step method that we teach. We teach them how to fill collars blindfolded or how to fill through closed container with how to tune into it specifically so that they can indeed do that themselves. And simply by concentrating in the right way, associating into the things that we're telling them to associate into, they can reach levels with their training that would seem remarkable, don't they?
Absolutely, Sifu Jones. It's remarkable to me that I can lower my heart rate with a good feeling and cool temperature. That was an amazing thing that I learned in year one. And using this type of attribute of cool and the other one, the euphoric, to move a straw It was effortless. At first, took me a little bit of time, and then when I really just did it in that kind of a way, the bioenergy just started moving the straw. So I knew I was building up real energy the right way.
And a lot of people wonder why we do things like that, and it really is just to show a precision that you can project these biophotons exactly where you want to project them. And we teach them all sorts of cool techniques where they can learn to do these different type of things that we teach in the school. And if they would download the school catalog, they would see that we take them through all sorts of different types, what people would determine as extreme abilities. And yet they're not really hard to do when they tune into it in the right way. And a lot of people will be surprised at how easy they would learn to be able to do these things, because it's not magic or anything. It's you doing specific things in a specific order that allows you to do it. But everybody puts off biophotons. So any little kid from, let's say, the time they're like 6 or 7 to somebody in their 80s or 90s can still learn these type of techniques, because their body does already put off biophotons naturally. All we're really doing is teaching them how to harness it in a specific way so that they can use it for their own benefits.
Some of the benefits turn into high level in year 2, 3, and 4, and that's where it gets very interesting. And those attributes really change over the quality of the energy that is building up in the body and into form. And that's when they learn about form training at that point.
Right. And the main thing we're really trying to teach here is the difference of what will happen when you associate to something specifically as compared to disassociating, like most people learn to do with any type of exercise. If you think about it, any type of calisthenics or any type of running, you're thinking about other things other than what your body feels like. And what we're trying to do in this particular school is to teach people to associate right into their body so that they can feel every part of their body and what's going on, and then get very specific with sending energy out in a specific way. And it's amazing the different types of techniques that you can learn. But that's the main thing I wanted to go over with students today, the reason why we do teach people how to associate. By learning to associate in these small increments of time, they can get so much better than a person that disassociates over long periods of time, but they don't really make a whole lot of progress. They will make so much more progress in these short increments of time, concentrating totally to what they're supposed to concentrate on, than they ever could putting in all this extra time in these other ways. So thanks a lot.